For smallholder dairy and beef producer Joyce Gombe, who is also the principal of Forestry Industry Training College, innovation on cattle feed is paying dividends. Ms. Gombe says the use of the Masekesa tree, which produces highly nutritious pod-like fruits, is helping in boosting milk production for dairy farmers. She says the Masekesa tree is equally a big supplement for commercial stock feed readily available in Zimbabwe. The Zimbabwe College of Forestry principal says she has seen a marked difference in the past 3 seasons when she began feeding her cattle with the Masekesa pods. She says the pods are ground and fed the cattle, adding that beasts show a marked change within weeks of being fed on the locally made stock feed. She says the tree is found mostly in natural region 5, where there is less rainfall.
We strongly believe that Masekesa can make a change in the livestock production systems, especially for the smallholder farmers, in the sense that when you look at the dry season, the animals lose weight, they lose condition. Yet soon after the dry season, the animals will be used for as draft power in the crop production area. But because of lack of feeds during the dry season, we automatically translate to loss of draft power during the rainy season. But Masekesa are high energy and high protein feeds, and they happen to be available during the dry season. So they can help in the supplementation of livestock during the dry season.
Ms. Gombe says the Masekesa tree that is found in most parts of Zimbabwe has a high protein content. She says this project could be implemented countrywide to boost beef and milk production among smallholder farmers.
Animals being fed or cattle being fed to Masekesa, you actually see even the fare, it changes because of the high protein content. So if more research could go into it in terms of how much can be fed and in terms of weight gains, milk production, so that we can have decisions based on facts. But on a small scale, I've observed the effect it has on cattle. So it does help, and we really look forward to this project benefiting the smallholder farmers in terms of their livestock production.
Forestry College student Emmanuel Tarwirei, who is working on the research for the Masekesa stock feed project, says the indigenous product helps in a great way in ensuring that cows are saved from early death and in increasing soil fertility.
Pilostigmathoninjai or Masekesa in Shona has got quite a lot of advantages. When given to cattle, it is able to increase the yield of milk that cattle can produce. It is also able to improve the live weight gain of cattle, which also helps in beef production. It is also able to boost the calving rate. Currently in Zimbabwe, we are at a 45% calving rate, which is quite a huge shortfall. But then with Pilostigmathoninjai's properties of anti-inflammation, antimicrobial activity, and antiviral activity, we can have much more and more calves having much more success. And then again, the use of Pilostigmathoninjai in early cropping, which is a form of agroforestry practice which enables farmers to grow crops together with the trees. It can also boost in terms of soil fertility, which also boosts in yield production.
Tarwirei says the product is also good for humans as it suppresses most viral ailments. Tarwirei is set to travel tomorrow to Nairobi, Kenya, for a presentation on the new Masekesa stock feed project at the Agribusiness Education Fair at the World Agroforestry Center in that country.
Through a research that was done in Nigeria, they found that Pilostigmathoninjai also contains antiviral activity because it is also able to suppress the viral activity of the likes of the HIV virus as well as the syncytial virus and the herpes simplex virus. It's also able to suppress that.
The fair is being organized by the African Network for Agriculture, Agroforestry and Natural Resources Education in conjunction with the Forum for Agricultural Research in Africa, the Technical Center for Agricultural and Rural Cooperation, Pan-African Agribusiness Consortium, and the Association of African Business Schools. The objective of the fair is to improve agribusiness teaching and research through stronger linkages of training institutions with the business and private sectors. Reporting for Studio 7 from Penalonga, this is Lloyd Damoyo.